Hebrews. Go into the book of Hebrews. And let's go to chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Oh, God.
Verse
1. Hebrews 2 and 1. Therefore we ought. Now therefore means for this cause. We ought. In the Greek it reads we must. Therefore for this cause we must. We ought to give the more. What? Earnest heed. To the things which we have heard. Lest at any time. We should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? All right.
Praise be to God.
This morning, I want to deal with so great a salvation. You can feel that. So great salvation.
So great.
God's salvation is by far the greatest thing in your whole life.
Amen.
To be saved and know that you're saved.
That's right, brother. Amen.
It's the greatest thing in the whole wide world this side of eternity.
Bless you,
and beyond. It is the most important thing in all the whole world. Oh, to know that you're saved both now and for all of eternity.
Amen.
Oh, to know that you're saved from sin. You're saved from the power of sin. Thank God this morning. Can you say, I'm saved from the penalty of sin? Hallelujah. I'm saved from the consequences of sin. I'm saved from God's wrath that's yet to come. Thank God most of all, I'm saved from the awful place called hell. I'm saved from sin's misery. I'm saved from the future doom. Thank God I know that I've been saved. And Jesus lives in my heart. And a long time ago, Brother Earl, I asked the Lord to forgive me. I was sinning against him and broken his laws. And I said, God, if you will help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I'm sorry for all of my sins and all of my wrongs. I want to go to heaven and I want to serve you. I want to know down deep in my soul that I'm all right with you when I stand before you on the judgment day. I want to hear you say, well done, enter thou into the joys of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
How many this morning wants to hear the Lord say, enter thou in? Come on in. I prepared a beautiful place for you in heaven. You don't have to die lost without God. Jesus is the way to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
What about this great salvation after we've been saved? Will it keep you in times of trouble?
That's right. Amen.
Woo! I just felt that go over me.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes. You know what the devil told me that night that I came to the altar? Before I came to the altar to kneel and ask God to save me, you know what the devil told me? I'm telling you, we're in a battle.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Paul said, when I don't go to do good, evil is always present.
Always.
There's always a voice that'll speak to you when God deals with your heart. When the Holy Ghost begins to speak to you, you begin to see your need and God begins to speak and draw you. There's always another voice.
That's right.
Hey, the devil don't want you serving God. He don't want you coming to the Lord and bowing before the Lord.
Amen.
The devil don't want you in heaven. He wants to take you to hell with him. My Lord, can you raise your little hand? My God, help me, Lord. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Tomorrow could be too late.
That's right, bro.
Yeah. Sissy, when I was sitting there in that church that night, in my mind, I looked up at that altar and it seemed like I saw Jesus. I was 20 years of age, bound with drugs and alcohol, bound completely, chains of misery was around my hands and my feet. I didn't want to live. I thought life wasn't worth living anymore. The devil took me farther. Sin took me farther than I really wanted to go. He was keeping me longer than I was wanting to stay. It was costing me far more than I could ever pay. I didn't want to live. There was something there. And the voice of the devil said, nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. I was the only child raised with a Christian mom and dad, by a Christian mom and dad, raised in church, taught about a Savior hanging on a cross and shedding his blood for sinners, to save sinners and to redeem them, oh, so they could go to heaven. I knew right from wrong. I knew that it was a heaven to gain, and I held it shut. I knew that I was raised in that. Yet the devil tried his best to destroy me and keep me coming from God. I want you to know this morning, the enemy does not want you praying. He don't want you coming to God to be saved. I sat there in that church that night on a Sunday night between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. They was a singing about the light. You heard it this morning. Brother Tom got on the light. They began to sing, Jesus is the lighthouse on the hillside that shines a light out over the sea. He is the lighthouse. Praise him, church. He is still the lighthouse, a shining in a dark night. My Lord, I was a sinking and I was a going down. My boat was a going down fast when I saw the light, and Jesus is the light. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, I said all of that to say this. The devil came to me that night. I saw Jesus standing at an altar in my mind with nail-scarred hands outstretched to me and speaking to me in my mind. I saw the image of it. I saw the Savior. I saw God's Son. I saw the sacrifice. I saw the love of God in Jesus Christ. My Lord, and the devil told me, a voice came to me and said, you can't live it.
That's right. Yeah. Come on, brother.
Yes.
You can't do it.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, tell
me. You'll never make it. You can't live it. Oh, Lord. Jesus got right in behind that voice and said, son, you're at your crossroads tonight, and it'll either be me and heaven, or it'll be the devil and hell, my Lord. And the devil said, you don't want to go to that altar. You cannot live it. I'm here to tell you, 47 and a half years ago, here I am with a microphone. I'm saying you can do it. You can live it. You can be saved. I tell you, you can serve God. No, you can't do it on your own. But the scripture says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. How you doing it, teacher? Because Jesus lives in my heart this morning.
That's right, glory to him.
Woo! let him in. Hallelujah. I said, I let him in. I'm telling you, the door of your heart, you got to open it up and let Jesus come in.
Amen.
Jesus can change you. Jesus can save you. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've been involved in. I don't care how low you are. I don't care what the devils are telling you. I don't care what you've done in your life. Regardless of your past, Jesus forgives. I said Jesus saves. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on, brother.
Power, Lord. There's power in you to save. Hallelujah. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, Lord. Come on. I found out the devil was a lie to me. There was a man I was a sitting, Brother Chuck, on this side of the end of an old wooden bench. Well, back about it. Right along somewhere in there, and there was a visiting pastor, visiting preacher that night, sitting on this end of the bench. I was all the way over here, and they was singing that Happy Goodman song. Jesus, hallelujah. Prayer is the keys to the kingdom of God that unlocks the door. And Brother Scotty, I bowed my head. I didn't wear glasses like I do now. I was staring in between my feet, and I was watching the tears drop and forming a puddle between my feet. I wanted to go to that altar, but there was just something a holding me. Can I ask you, sinner, what is it that is a holding you? Who is it that is in your way and a holding you out of time from Christ to Christ? What is it a holding you back that you won't come to Him? God is greater than your problem. Raise your hand. I said, God's greater than your sin. He's greater than your problem.
Amen. That's right.
Hey, Lord, I'm here to tell you, you can do it this morning. You can make a start this morning. Hey, 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 hey. Jesus is awaiting on you. Woo! Give him a wave offering. He's here in this house. I said the shepherd is in the house. The Savior is a walking in our midst this morning.
Hey,
they had chained and hold you down. My Lord, I sat on the end of that bench. I said, I want to go. I looked up to that altar again. The tears went on my face. Jesus said, tonight is your night. And if you don't come tonight, you won't last long. That was the words the Lord told me that night. He knew the drugs I was on. He knew the alcohol. He knew the places of the world. He said, if you don't come tonight, you won't last long. And I knew that. I sat there on the end of that bench. Brother Earl, it felt like my right leg. I was there. I wanted to get into that aisle. I wanted to stand on my feet. I wanted to go to the altar and run to Jesus. But it felt like that leg was 1,000 pounds until that preacher, I scooted all the way down across that wooden bench, and he nudged me. He said, son, do you want to go pray? I said, yes. Hallelujah. And I stood on my feet and I ran to that altar, and the Savior was waiting on me. Can I tell you, the Savior is waiting on you. You can do it. All you gotta do is get up and run to Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you.
Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. I'm telling you, the blood can take care of it. I said the blood of Jesus can take care of it. Come on, sissy. You can do it. The blood. Come on, church. Come on. Let's gather around. Where's the prayer warriors this morning? Come on, sissy. Say, here I am, Lord. I open my heart completely.
Here I am, Lord. Touch your face.
Hey, God.
Touch your touch her, Lord. Save her today, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Be a sinner.
Jesus. Save her today, Lord.
That's it. Cry to him. Pray to him. Here I am, Lord. Hallelujah. You died for me, you love me.
Hey, God. Glory, 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 Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus.
Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
God, thank God. Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Thank God.
Thank you, thank God, thank God.
Jesus.
Blessed be the Lamb of God. Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Give your heart to the Lord.
Let your Lord save your soul today.
Praise God, praise God.
Save your soul today, Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Touch your Lord. Save your
Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
God bless you. Set me free.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. God, forgive me a sinner.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm so
Jesus.
Lord, save us.
Lord,
save
us. Break every chain.
Jesus, save us. Today, Father God. Glory, 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 glory.
Satan, we bind you, but it's so long to come.
Lord, receive
in her heart,
blessed be the name of the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Praise.
I praise you. I worship you, Lord. I honor you today, O God. Touch her, Jesus. Lord, save her soul.
Praise the
name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Send him free,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
praise
God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Lord, touch her today, I pray. Save her soul, Lord. Touch her body, God. Touch her, Jesus. Save her soul today, Lord. Help her today, Lord God, I pray.
We praise you, Lord.
When I think of how he came so far from glory. Thank you.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, precious Lord. I'll read you a scripture here. The salvation of the Lord. Tell us, Isaiah, about this great salvation. What do you have to say about it, O man of God, O prophet? Isaiah 12 and 2, it says, behold. That means stand up and take notice. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid.
Thank you, Lord.
How many believes this morning? You don't have to be afraid.
That's right. Amen.
I don't have to be afraid.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I put my trust in Him.
That's right, brother.
He'll keep me.
Yes.
He'll love me.
Right.
And He'll help me.
Amen.
My trust is in the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God.
That's right, brother.
And I will not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah, Jehovah means the self-existent eternal one. He's everlasting. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength,
yes,
and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, because of that, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And I tell us here this morning, God's wells never run dry. They are full of water and sufficient for every need. Are you thirsty? Won't you come to the well and drink? Hallelujah. You don't have to draw with a natural water pot or a rope. I'm not talking about the wells of salvation, plural. By faith you can drink of this water and it'll quench the thirst of your soul. Come unto me, all you that thirst, and drink of the water of life. And you raise your left hand. Thank God I'm thirsty, preacher. I want to drink of that living water. My Lord, there's joy in that water. Did you know that there's strength in that water? My Lord, there's overcoming power in that water. I'm telling you, the water of life, it flows from Genesis all the way through into Revelation. It comes out from the threshold of the throne of God. That water, it'll never run out.
Hallelujah.
My Lord. Hallelujah. How many thirsty this morning? I need a drink, Jesus. Glory.
In the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. David in Psalm says, Psalm 56 and 3, O God, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Brother Jason, there is people right now that is paranoid. They're scared. They don't know. They see everything coming upon this earth, and they're fearful. They have no peace, my Lord. They're in turmoil. But you don't have to fear when you've got Jesus with you. Oh, I said, God, give you peace. He'll give you peace. It has us all understanding. How can you do it, church? Look around this morning. How did we come here and sing the praises of God with joy in our heart? It's the living water. It is Jesus. I'm alive because of Jesus this morning. Praise Him, church. Hallelujah. In Him we live and we move and we have our being. I don't have to give up on life. I got the life giver. Woo! I said I found the life giver, and His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Are you thirsty?
Lord,
behold, God is my salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Well, I was going to teach this, but I can't hardly get past preaching. Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Can I ask you this morning, does God really want you saved?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Does He?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
He's got a lot invested in you.
That's right.
And I want to say this morning. If you was the only one on planet Earth, it's 24,900 miles around the equator of this earth. And if you was the only one here in this world, Jesus would have still went to the cross
right.
just for you.
Yes, He would.
Oh, the love of God.
That's right.
The breadth of it, the length of it, the height of it, and the depth of the love of Christ.
Man.
Oh, my.
Yes.
So, yes, he wants you saved.
Yes, he does.
Will he save us from sin?
Yes.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
Will he heal us?
Amen.
Mentally, physically, and spiritually?
Yes.
Yes, he will heal us.
Right.
Will he deliver us from evil?
Yes.
Will he deliver us from the power of the enemy?
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Right. Well, Lord, is it his will for the devil to walk all over top of you and keep you down and bound? No. It is not God's will. The Lord wants you free. Hallelujah to the Lord. Will he, listen, will God rescue us when we are in trouble? Yes, he's my helper. He is my deliverer. 1,000 times, yes. Salvation is of the Lord. He will help us and succor us in the time of need. God's salvation is full of power to keep you and sustain you and hold you up. God's salvation will never let you fall. It won't let you go down. God's salvation is bigger and better and sweeter than that. Hallelujah to the Lord. You don't have to fall. You don't have to go down. You don't have to let the devil destroy your life. God's bigger than your problem. Hallelujah. I said the Lord is bigger than any problem and trouble in your life. This morning.
Amen.
Wave your little hand to the Lord. Praise God. The Bible said, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you.
You mean it,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord. Sweet Savior.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The psalmist David. Come on, David, sweet psalmist that wrote the 23rd Psalm. What would you tell us? What would you have to say? We read your words in the Bible. Psalms 27 and 1, David said, the Lord is my light. Did you hear about the light this morning?
Yes.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life.
Right.
Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh, I feel that right here. I don't have to be afraid of anything or anybody anymore.
Amen.
The Lord is my salvation. Man, oh man.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, I lift my hands to you right now, Lord, right now. You are my salvation. You are my light in a dark world. Come on, David, come on. Psalms 13 and 5, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. Listen to this, and I'm going to close. Psalm 62 and 1, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation.
Amen.
I shall not be moved.
Thank you, Lord.
In another scripture, he in another place he writes, and he said, I shall not be greatly moved.
Amen.
The Lord is my salvation.
Lord,
and I shall not be greatly moved. In other words, when David penned that, in other words, greatly moved means the devil cannot have me, and he cannot take me down. And he cannot destroy me. I shall never be greatly moved. No. Because the Lord is my salvation.
Amen.
Can you give him a wave offering this morning as she begins to sing? Hallelujah to the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
I don't have to go down. I don't have to give up. Because I've got the Lord on my side. Ain't you glad of that? Can we stand this morning if you want to pray again? This altar's open. You want to come and pray a little bit to the Lord and say, Jesus, I want another touch. I need your strength. I need your spirit to help me. Come on. Come on. Let's pray this morning. Ask God to help us.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I made up my mind, no matter what others say, I will follow Christ.
Lord.
I made up my mind, no matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. The battle gets hard and the road gets steep. That's okay.
Oh.